We've always decided ourselves what we wanted to put out as singles and that sort of thing. We used to get involved with the artwork. I mean, we used to have not really much outside influence when we were recording. You know, we were never ever, even in the early days, we were never moulded by some sort of record company or management company. I mean, the image that the band had in the early days came from inside the group. So, artistically, we were sort of had our own direction, and we were self-contained there. And then it was just really the sort of the management business side, really. And at the time, I mean, this is we'd been together for about 5 or 6 years, so we'd had a fair experience of the business with the, you know, two different managers, and but we'd been with EMI all the time. We thought we'd take the step and try and manage ourselves, really. There's two main companies. One, which is the Queen Productions, which is really for all our English services, every time we do something in England. And then we have one called Raincloud Productions, which is for all the overseas services which we do, which tends to be the more active one now because we do most of our recording overseas. The studio, well, Jim Beach tends to take a very active interest in that because I mean, there's only actually three staff there. And after that, it's mainly Roger and myself. Yeah. And that's the way it's gone, and Brian and Freddie are quite happy for it to be like that. So that's the way it carries on. So that's sort of something that's just sort of happened and naturally. So any sort of decisions on that, if Jim doesn't, if he wants to ask, he'd ask me and Roger, you know, and that would be it probably. I'm the only one who really keeps an eye on, you know, basically how much money is coming in, going out, and what sort of position we're in. And also that the overall strategy of the business side is correct, you know. I did physics at school A levels, three A levels, and then I went on to do electronics at university. I did 3 years of that, which involved a lot of maths as well. Quite high level maths. Money is not the drive so much now. Although there was a period where it was for a while because, you know, all those years when we had high tax in England, we actually didn't really make that much out of it, you know. So we had a period where we actually went out and we were more conscious about earning some money out of it. But now that's all settled down, and that's more in the past. And because our records, you know, sell around the world, you know, everybody should be reasonably financially secure for the rest of their lives, you know, unless, you know, you chuck it away. In England, we live in a semi-detached Victorian house, 'cause we like Victorian houses, you know, and it's not quite big enough. We may move if we find somewhere over the next few years. But now we live in West London and fairly close in, and quite like it really, you know. And the children go to a local Catholic school that's just down the road, so it's quite neighbourly really. The difficult thing of living in a big house in London is you get very isolated, you know. And I mean, it's quite nice just to be able to walk around and go down to the high street and go into Smith's and Boots and Woolworths and those sort of things. At least have everything fairly handy. I quite like that. But we actually this last year we bought a house in America as well, which is mainly at the moment a holiday home.